Last year, Safari Club International, a sport hunting and fishing group, petitioned two Trump cabinet members for the review. It asked Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to address what it calls federal overreach in subsistence management. In December, the Interior Department granted the request and announced a 60-day review called a scoping process. During this time, it will consider the Safari Club's recommendations, which includes a proposal to limit the size of the Federal Subsistence Board to only the heads of five federal agencies. Ben Malott, president of the Alaska Federation of Natives, says this would eliminate public seats, including three held by tribal representatives.
We've been working for that for a very long time, so we are concerned that any rollback in public member seats would just weaken our voices. And so for us, that is a major threat.
But beyond changing the leadership structure of subsistence management, the Safari Club calls on federal agency heads when setting regulations to defer to state managers, a move that opponents say would undermine the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, legislation Congress passed 45 years ago to protect Alaska's rural subsistence lifestyle. John Sturgeon, a leading advocate for the Alaska Safari Club, says this is a fight about fish and game management, not about the rights of rural Alaskans to subsist.
We have no problem with subsistence. We support it. So it's kind of a perceived conflict because we just think the state of Alaska should be the one that's in charge of subsistence.
The problem is the state's constitution does not allow for a rural subsistence priority, which federal law mandates. Public comment on the Safari Club proposals closes on February 13th. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.